after that vegetation burns off the slopes, the soil's changed a great deal, and there's a lot of overland flow of that water. It really increases the potential for erosion and sedimentation and flooding, debris flows, and rockfall. These are all dangerous events that we want to make sure we have an assessment of where they're going to happen and under what conditions. Some of the things we produce would be something called a soil burn severity map, which maps out just how much heat was imparted to the soil. From that map, we can work with the U.S. Geological Survey, for instance, and develop the debris flow map. And that occurs when you get heavy, intense rains, like an inch per hour, coming down on these slopes. And it comes down to the high mountains on these steep channels and mixes in with all the fine sediments, the silts and sands and gravels. And it creates a slurry, like a cement-like mix. That begins to flow down these steep channels, and it picks up more and more rock as it goes. And it's just very, very damaging. It's heavy. It's got a lot of inertia, and it moves quickly. It's almost like an avalanche. It's coming down the creek, but it can carry boulders, 6 feet, 10 feet, even 20 feet in diameter.
Now these fires are burning really, really hot. What are the physical properties that change, and how does that manifest in increased risk and danger?
Well, the hotter the fire is, the more it breaks down those components of the soil. There's a lot of organic components in the soil. There's roots and there's microbes, and there's all kinds of organic material that's left over, hasn't decomposed yet. And all of that provides a structure to the soil that's really important to hold it together physically, just to physically keep it in place, and to allow for water to soak in and move through that soil and become usable by the plants. But the more heat is imparted, and depends on how long it's imparted to, it breaks down that soil structure, and then it makes it really susceptible to erosion. It's not being held together. There's also something called hydrophobicity it's a naturally occurring event, but it's worsened from a fire, and that's when all those volatile oils and gases that are in the organics, like on some of the leaves, and some vegetation is worse than others. But when it's heated, it releases those gases as a vapor form of these oils and waxes. They move down into the soil and then recondense where it's cooler down below. And that forms a kind of a waterproof layer, and it's a slide layer where the water hits it and it wants to run down over the top of it.
Are there particular areas right now that should be very concerned and on alert?
Well, fortunately, in the Hertz and Delta fires, there's not much population. I mean, it's not a dense, high density like some other areas of the state. But there are some places we're concerned about. I think the Highway 5 corridor looks pretty good right now. There is one canyon that burned pretty hot. It's called Slate Creek. But mostly it's just forested area. There's a few homes near the bottom that we'll be working with them through National Resource Conservation Service and identifying those areas of concern. And there's some bridges that look pretty high right now, but, in a really big event, they might be compromised. So we'll be talking to all the folks through the Caltrans and the railroad and whoever lives down there and making sure that they have this information. I think it's really important people understand to stay out of the burn area through the winter and also just to really pay attention to their weather forecasts.
Kevin, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure, too.